You'll have to put them up for a day or two. Mm-hmm. That's the way I would cut them there. When it's going to split in there, well, I just could cut that off after.
I see. Speaking of things that homemade things to play with, I'm pretty sure we didn't talk about any playthings last night at all. Do you remember anything, well, say a horse, maybe what you didn't call it a horse? That's the first question. What did you call the thing that was sort of an A-frame, and you used two of them and put a plank across to saw?
Horses?
We call them, now the things that we played with there, we saw off a stump, a small tree there, a stump so high, and then we'd find a great big, well, what we'd use the spikes out of the railroad, and we'd get us a plank, and we'd even it up the best we could, and drive that spike through there, and put a seat on each end, and we call it a flying jenny. And then we'd have a man to push, a person to push us, and who could stay on that thing there, the longest was the winner. But once you fell off, right, this other fella fell with you, though. But whoever went off first was a loser, even if the other fella fell off, too.
Uh-huh.
And that was one game.
How about something that you go up and down like this?
Seesaw.
Now, we had a seesaw there with that we'd make, my daddy had some work benches, sawhorses, and we'd use them there and seesaw on them.
Mm-hmm.
Or we'd get in a fence out there, a plank fence there, we'd stick a board through there and seesaw on them.
Mm-hmm.
And on seesawing there, you know, you'd get them up so high off the ground, and the idea that there was to throw the other man off. We hit the ground and sprang up so quick that it would try to throw him off. That was the idea of it.
Did you have anything that was a very limber board, and you fix it at both ends, that would be limber, and you could jump on it, and then it would throw you up?
Well, no, sir, not offhand there now.
Jumping board.
I never did do that. The only thing that I've seen there that is a fella moved here with us there, and he made something like it. He used a plank, and then he put another plank, nailed another plank in, and he put a little piece of wood there. In other words, he'd raise this other plank up there in sort of a V shape, but it was a narrow V. And we'd sit on that there on the wagon there, and it took the spring, you know, out of the bumps there, and it worked.
I see.
It worked.
Shock absorber, huh?
Shock absorber, that's what it was. You take
Hot
care of those.
Hopscotch was another game the girls played a lot.
Now, we played washers.
Mm-hmm.
Just use just plain ordinary washers.
Of course,
pitching. We had three holes. Let's see, we had one, two, three holes. The first hole was 5, next and 10, last and 15, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd set a number as 150 the game, 300 the game. And I believe you pitched three or six washers. And of course, if you went in the hole and a man threw the washer in the hole, well, he killed you. And then if he put another in there, well, his counted.
I see. When you were real small, remember what you called your toys? Would your parents say, gather up your what?
Well, actually, we didn't have that many
mm-hmm.
toys, because at Christmas time, our main thing that we got two or three oranges, two or three apples, and I can remember these raisins that came on a stem. I mean, you don't see them nowadays. They come packed in a box. And you could sort of like grapes. In other words, the
seeds were still in them.
The seeds were still in them. And we'd get a bundle of them, or